an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
An ingenious idea. And did the flash cycling work?
For a few days. It bothered the hell out of me, too. All those quantum particles having to decide their spin and color without guidance from gravity or causation. Press dimensionally enhanced types, it sounded like somebody had thwacked a hornet's nest. After a week, the flash buzz suddenly cut out. A few hours later, I saw them, stalking along the road to my house. They were kicking our town priest, Father Wu, in front of them as he was stumbling and cowering before them. They must have lured him away from the port, then captured him.
Please. Please. Oh, no. Oh, no.
When they got to the yard, the padre ran over and grabbed the handle to my water pump and held onto it as if it were a branch suspending him over an abyss.
Please don't let me fall. Oh, Lord, and the all-being, it's so far down. It's so far down.
It always seems like it's going to rain here, but it never does. I'd like you to step down here, friend. I want to show you something.
All right. You've broken the man's mind.
Well, he wouldn't be very happy if he could remember what Garnathera actually did to him.
Us females have got to mate, same as anybody. Mm. He's so old. He was like paper. I guess I tore him all up inside.
I only wanted to step away from the gate for a moment, get a pint at the pub. Man gets thirsty, and this canyon opened up like the maw of hell. It's going to swallow me for sure.
My name's Marek. I come from D-Line, not far downtown from here.
Something's not right with my arms. I can't get a grip. Can't get a grip like I could when I was a young man.
Had to been you to put the priest up to his tricks. Nobody around this place could have known how to do that. I mean, my team here, we're just on this old rock of a planet for a good time. Now, why do you want to spoil that for?
Go ahead and have it.
All right. Bring him here, Garnath. You broke him, you can help me fix him.
Let go, old man.
I'll fall. I'll fall forever and ever into that dark maw of a canyon. Why have you forsaken me, Lord? Flung me all alone into hell.
He won't let go of the damn pump handle, Maury.
I'll break his arms.
Okay, yes.
Now, lay him there. That's right. Garnath, you hand me my trunch.
All right. I wasn't going to steal it or anything. Here it is.
Spread him out there.
Like this. Oh, Lord, he's pretty.
All right, that'll do. Stand back.
It's going to hurt, isn't it? It's going to hurt so bad when I hit the bottom. I shouldn't have left the gate. I should have listened to Beck Threadmartin. But, good Christ, a man gets thirsty, doesn't he?
Are you watching this, friend?
I'm watching.
I don't know you. I know what you are, but I can't get a read on who you are, and that worries me.
It's really, really going to hurt.
Well, I'm afraid so.
yeah, that's the way, Mark. You show him. You show him.
The Padre never hurt a soul. You didn't have to kill him.
It was a mercy.
Get off my land.
We're gone. We've done what we came for.
I took Father Wu's body into town, delivered it to the undertaker. Just like the old priest had delivered my own father's body up to be buried, and his father before him. And after that, I should have turned around and headed home.
And why did you not?
Maybe I just wanted someone, a presence. Bex. I thought, if I can just be with her, I can't explain it to her, but if I can just be nearer, then everything will be all right. That's how I've made it through most of this torn rag of a life, you know. Thinking of Bex.
Matters were growing difficult. The renegades were already threatening to unravel the matrix of reality with their continued presence.
Yeah. And they kept terrorizing the town. Taking what they wanted, destroying whatever they were of a mind to destroy. When I got to Thread Martin's pub, half the town folks were in there, drinking. Drinking and not saying a word. What else is there to do when you've lost all hope? A drink, please. Can I have the bottle?
Suit yourself. How's the ranch?
Fine, the ranch is fine.
I heard about Father Wu.
Yes. That was bad.
I imagine it was. You say he was a good man. Of all people, he didn't deserve what those creatures did to him. What you let them do. He was a good man.
The Padre was one of the best men I ever knew. If there was any way... Bex, can we
can
just
Can we do
go...
what, Henry? Stand by and let them do to us as they will? I suppose you can. I suppose you did.
I stood by and did nothing.
What kind of man have you become? Are you a human being at all anymore, Henry? You say the father was a good man. What are you?
I don't know.
Henry, I won't be coming out to your place anymore, I don't think.
Bex, if only we could...
Your old man didn't bring me the booze I asked for.
You better have it.
I'll be bringing it along shortly.
Now, you bring it up to my room now. You know which one I'm staying in. It's your hotel, isn't it?
Not anymore.
That's right. And remember, I want the midnight Glenlivet.
I'll be right there.
Be right there now.
Let her go.
Shut up, Garnoff.
Let her go, Barak.
I thought you and me had an understanding. Who the hell are you that you should tell me what to do?
I'm just a grunt, same as you. Let her go.
I don't think so.
Proximity activated. Alert. Situation analysis complete. Combat schematic loaded.
Do you hear that?
What?
I whisper.
Whisper.
Oh, yes, there it is. A couple of dimensions above the third, but I can hear it. Command speak. I'll never want to hear it again.
Let her go, soldier.
Hold her, Garnoff.
Come here, little lady.
I don't think we got a grunt here, people. I think we got us a genuine Skyfallen space marine.
That right.
A commander. And we don't have no truce with commanders. We hate them.
Damn straight.
Because they made us. And they made us so we can't stop being what we are. And what are we?
The baddest of the bad.
How many systems you take out, Skyfaller? A couple of galaxies worth? Huh? And where do you get off? Whatever I might get into ain't nothing but small potatoes next to what you've done, Commander.
Battle design optimized. Targets evaluated. Web Squad Type 229A, Recon Unit. All targets fall within enhancement parameters. Kill confidence is high.
What the hell? That's a goddamn proximity algorithm I'm hearing.
Repeat. Kill confidence is high.
A bigwig. You're a bigwig, ain't you, Skyfather? Somebody that matters to the outcome. Yeah. This is your actual. You don't want to fuck yourself up tonight. You won't fight.
Don't kill us.
You won't. I don't know what I was worrying about, people. We can do anything we want here. Can't we, Skyfaller?
Proximity. Power down combat mode.
Combat mode deactivated.
Give the woman to me. Nice hair. A pretty face for this hellhole of a planet. And you go find me that there Scotch whiskey woman, and you bring it on up to my room. You know where my room is.
I'd rather bring dead meat to a buzzard than...
Bex, bring the man his drink.
What? Henry, what's become of you? Who are you?
Just take his drink to him. If you hurt her, if you do anything to her, I don't care. I don't care about the future. You understand? Nothing will matter to me.
Don't you worry, Skyfaller. I know exactly where I stand.
There isn't anybody left. They've got us. I remembered you all those years too, Henry. You were a dream to me. The same as you claim I was to you.
You are all I care about.
But here you are. Come back. A coward.
Is that really what you think of me, Bex?
I guess I'd better go up to his room now.
Bex.
I guess I'd better go bring him what he wants.
Yes, who is it?
Peter Threadmartin. I need your help. My daughter.
Just a minute.
Henry.
Oh, my God. Bex.
You left. You left the pub. You just left the pub.
I told her to give the man his whiskey like he wanted, not to say a word to him. That's the last thing I told her before she went upstairs to the hotel rooms.
Bring her inside, here on the couch.
You never took the white covers off the furniture. Why, it looks like you don't plan to stay.
What? No, not yet. That doesn't matter. Bex. Bex.
Henry. That one. Marek. That Marek.
What happened?
I brought him his whiskey, the Midnight Livet. I thought I could just give it to him, then turn around and leave. I thought this will be like all the other times. He'll get what he wants, and then he'll leave us in peace for a while. Oh, but I'm a pharaoh. If this damn hellhole of a planet hasn't beaten me, then nothing will. So I opened the door, and there was that thing, that killing thing he calls his trunch, lying on the table by the door. I didn't see him standing in the corner. I thought, here's my chance. Here's the only chance I have to get this beast out of my world. But not even Rawl could do it. Not even you, Henry. But I had to try. How else could I hold up my head in this hard world? I had to try.
Bex.
He caught me. I don't know. I don't know why I thought I could get away with it. He caught me, of course.
Bex, I'm sorry.
He used the trunch on me. He put it in me. He put it inside me and he burns me with it. Over and over. Well, so at least he let me live. But he said he wants me back later today. And if I don't come to him, he's going to find me. He said he'd find me no matter where I hide. Oh, Henry, I can't go back to that room. I thought I knew how hard life could be, but Henry, I can't face it again. And if I don't go back, he's coming after me.
I don't see why you don't take the covers off of this furniture, young man. Seems like nobody lives here at all.
He'll do it to me again. Only worse. He said he would.
Right. Nobody lives here. Everything has changed.
Henry, did I do right? I had to try, didn't I? Somebody had to try.
Everything. I didn't lose. In the future, we won. I won. My command. Really, really big. That's why we're here. That's why humanity came to exist in the first place. Because of what I did at the end of time.
What will we do now? It'll be coming.
I have to take care of some business here on Pharaoh, Bex, and then I'll do it all over again. I'll just have to go back to the future and do it again. Then I'll come back. I won't forget who I am. That's what I'm going to do. That's what will happen. I thought I would find you up early. Out to get more morphine, I suppose?
Fuck off.
Come here, my friend.
What? What do you want?
My hands around your spindly little Holland Donna neck! There.
You crushed my neck brace! You crushed it? That's impossible! No one can crush a Holland Donna neck brace!
Go and tell Mark to come into the street.
Mark, we'll take care of you.
Go on now. I want you to tell him something. Tell him that Colonel Bone wants to see you. Colonel Henry Bone of the Third Sky and Light. Thank you.
Colonel Bone. I find a note, it was you.
Too late for that.
It's never too late. Well, that's what you taught us all when you turned that offensive around out on the husk and you gave the chaos the what for. I'll just be going. I'll take the gang with me. It's to no purpose, her staying now.
You knew enough yesterday to leave. Why did you do that to her? Why do you make me come here?
You want to know why? You made us. You and your kind, officers, commanders. You made me fight and fight and fight. You made me so I can't stop. It's just not my body. It's me, myself. Well, sure, I was a badass before the war, but I could stop. I knew when to stop. No, I can't. You bastards. You bastard. Kill me. Think you can? I dare you to kill me. I'm the baddest of the bad.
No. Bad. But not the worst.
I dare you, you bastard.
I am the worst.
Proximity activated. Parameters analyzed for maximum bodily distress. Sub option A, extreme mental duress.
What are you
doing? Sub option B.
Select sub option A.
Oh, no, you don't. I still got something. I still got something to use on you. Ever take to this? This crunch ain't working. It always works! It ain't working!
I don't have nerves for you to flay, son. I have wiring. Now I'll just sharpen my nails.
No, no.
Dig in a bit. Ooh, what have we here?
Please. Please, Colonel.
You know, you talk too much. Got your tongue, didn't I? Don't worry. You won't be needing it. Here, just hold it. The thing is, I really don't want to do this, to hurt you this way. But you're a glim, and glims are very, very hard to kill. There has to be a lot of pain. You have to break every bone. You have to draw your awareness out of all the dimensions it can hide in. Got to get you here all at once, Mark. That's what vampire stakes and crucifixions were for, you know? I'm sorry, son, but you must never hurt Bex again. I have to make sure of that. I'm going to walk down the street now. I'm going to just lay your guts out. You've got, what, 6 meters of gut? Both of the sons will be up in a minute or so. Going to dry you out, Mark. I'll just be a minute. Mark, I see now what it is you want. And I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to wipe you from existence in every possible universe that there is. You'll just be gone. I wiped him from the face of existence. I killed him in such a way that he would never come to life again. Not in any possible place, not in any possible time. And when he died, the other glimpse died. Like a body dying after the brain is gone. The funny thing is, I believe that's exactly what Marek wanted. We commanders 2X2L. We made him into the monster that he was, and somewhere deep inside, he wanted release from that. And so I gave it to him. It was a mercy.
They saw you, the people in the town?
They saw me. Some had business and were out at the dawn. Others had heard the commotion and come to their windows and porches. They saw. They knew who I was. what I was to be. The future was revealed.
The causality dysfunction?
Yes. How could anybody doubt what was to be after they saw what I did to Marek?
And so everything that you did before unraveled. All that effort, all those lives, the future that never was.
I would do it again for Bex.
Ah, human love. And then?
And then? I started walking home. I thought, I don't know, I wanted to get as close to her as I could before it happened, and I almost made it. I saw my barn, my house, that old windmill turning. I almost made it home, but not quite. Not quite. The sun rose high in that iron red sky, and I faded into the future.
I see. Thank you for your report, Colonel Bone. And, Colonel, what will happen now?
Now? You're the universe's best tactical intelligence. I'll have another cigar. And then we'll fight it all over again.